David, your thoughts after tonight's game here in Dundalk?
Andy, gutting, to be honest, embarrassed. I take full responsibility for the performance, the result tonight. I will take that one on the chin. I will assess myself and take it from there. We spoke in after the game. The players didn't need to say too much. I didn't need to say too much. People are hurting. Sometimes after a result like that, sometimes words can be misinterpreted at times. So listen, the boys in there have been an absolute credit to me since I've been at the club. And sometimes after a performance and a result like that, I've got to take that on the chin and say move on. It's hopefully it won't be the end of the world. So there's a lot of games, a lot of points to be played for, with a lot of competitions that we're still in, and we need to make sure that we're certainly miles better going forward.
So, you know, we can quickly put this one to bed and move on to the important stuff for us.
Andy, again, I said that, you know, I don't decide on my future. Other people decide on that. So, I'm disappointed for the fans. I know they'll be going home hugely disappointed tonight with the performance and result. I feel for them because I've had to jump through hoops to get here. I stood out deliberately in the warm up. I don't normally do that. The fans couldn't even enjoy the warm up, the build up, the atmosphere. I don't know what time to get in, but when we left with 10 minutes to go before the kickoff, 10, 12 minutes to go, none of our supporters were here. So I feel for them tonight. Heading up the road, they'll be disappointed and they'll be hurting. But one thing I will ask is for, again, their support going forward. As I say, these lads haven't done too bad for them so far, and I look forward to hopefully more bigger wins, bigger occasions, important occasions, and if they get right behind us, that'll certainly help the players in the dressing room recover from the disappointment that we have tonight.
The night didn't get off to the best. I think there was a crash on the motorway that delayed everything, and we got off to the worst possible start, a goal in 6 minutes. And you know, they're a good side, and they showed how good they are going forward every time. They looked clinical, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And it's something, again, I spoke to the players in the dressing room at the end to say they are the benchmark. In their relentless pursuit of glory, their relentless pursuit of winning trophies and medals, they've set the benchmark. They are the team that everybody needs to sort of get to, and the levels that people need to get to. And let's not forget, and this isn't taking away the fact that how good Dundalk are. We've had five or six, probably more, of our lads. We've had to pick them up from work today to travel. It's been a long sort of journey to get where we are. I think that's our 26th game. Where we're missing a few players tonight. So, all in all, as I say, for me as the manager, it's my fault. And hopefully we can, as a group and as players and individuals, staff, we can move on and be better against the Institute on Saturday.
On a bitterly cold night, you know, it's great now to get this out of the road and to concentrate fully on our league title.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, no better place going to the Brandywell on Saturday that Institute have picked up since the new manager went in. So we'll expect a hard game down there, but say we'll get tonight out of the way, we'll get up the road, assess, and regroup and go again on Thursday night for training.
All the best for next Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.